Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate tonight. We have with us the blessed personality of Hazrat Mawlana Zulfikar Ahmad Sahab Damat Barakatuhu, who is no stranger to you, Alhamdulillah. He has been here previously and he has graced us again on this occasion tonight. Originally he hails from Pakistan, from Jang. He is based in America these days. He has a madrasa there in New York, also has a madrasa in Jang. And Alhamdulillah, he is a great Shaykh of Tariqat of our times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and give him long life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these visits to our country as frequent as possible, so that all of us may derive benefit from him spiritually, and all of us can take the part of suluk, that is to work towards our spiritual upliftment and the purification of our souls. Hazrat Mawlana Damat Barakatuhu has travelled extensively. He also has authored some books, and he is also an engineer by trade. It is these mashayikh kiram who go around spreading the nur and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and directing the ummah towards this great aspect of deen, which is tazkiyatul nafs. Alhamdulillah, we are also fortunate tonight that we have one student of Madrasa Talimuddin, Hafiz Yusuf Desai, who is the son of Hafiz Muhammad Desai, who will be completing the Qur'an al-Kareem also tonight. So inshallah we will commence our program with the Khatim al-Qur'an. Thereafter Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhu will give us the bayan, which we hope and pray we listen attentively to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to implement in our lives. And finally Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu will make the dua. We call upon Hafiz Yusuf Desai to come forward.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري. اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم. الرحيم. واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار. واجعله لي حجتي يا رب العالمين.
الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو يتولى الصالحين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى created us by his قدرت، and he has taken the responsibility to fulfill all our needs. But there is one condition. He mentions in Quran, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ، and he is the guardian of that person who is pious, the person who does not commit sin, who makes good deeds, who is pious one, who is muttaqi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his guardian. Guardian means a person who takes care of someone. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his guardian. He takes care of that person. Suppose there is a child, then his father is responsible for his pleasure and for his everything. He is there to make all the arrangements. In case he needs anything, father will provide him. If the child feels that to all my needs, the one answer is my father, he is with me. If he tells someone, I am going to Jobar, and the other child, he asks him, have you bought the ticket? He says, no. Have you prepared for the journey? He says, no. Do you know the way how to go? He says, no. Do you know where you are going to stay in Joburg? He will say, no. Then this child asked him, how you will do this journey? He will smile and he will say, you know, I am going with my parents. So this small child has a firm belief, as he is traveling with his parents, the parents are going to take care of everything. He does not have to worry. He is not worried at all. He feels every need will be fulfilled, every demand will be fulfilled, because my parents are with me, they will take care of everything. If a small kid, he has such a firm belief that the parents are with him, they will take care of him, can we have this type of belief for our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of the universe? Normally what happens? If we have any favorable circumstances, we become impatient, start complaining, making complaints about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have made dua, he does not listen to me. I have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this and this, he does not do it. We become impatient. We start complaining him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made ilham on the heart of one of the awliya and said that, oh my beloved person, tell your friends that if they feel any difficulty in their rizq, they start complaining in the company of their friends, but I receive their book of deed every day, which is filled with sins, I never complain in the company of the angels. I never complain in the company of the angel. So we become impatient, start complaining. Keep patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great, even greater than what we imagine in our mind. He will fulfill our need. When a child takes birth in this world, does he bring anything in this world? No, he has nothing. He has no dress, no house, no wealth. Even he does not have power in his body to stand. Even does not have the capability to eat. Nothing is with him. He came in such a condition that he has need of everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him one thing. And what is that? The ability to cry. If he feels hungry, he cries. And the parents, they provide him the milk. If he feels that he wants to sleep, he cries. Parents prepare the bed for him. If he feels he is sick, he cries. Parents take him to the physician. If he feels he wants something, he just cries. And the parents provide him that thing. Whatever he needs in this world, he just cries. And due to his crying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put such a love in the heart of the parent, they fulfill all the need. Subhanallah, one of the awliya, he derived a point from this. He said, oh man, when you were a child, you knew how to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to fulfill your each and every need. When you forgot how to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he started stopping your work. If you feel that your work is stopped, you should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask him again and again. You know, when a small child comes to the mom and says, mom, I want to go to the market, I need ice cream. Mom in the beginning tells him, no, I am busy, I can't go. He again says, mom, I want to go, take me? She said, no, I am very busy. I have to do some work. Guests are coming. I have to prepare food. He again says, mom, take me. The mom goes from this room to that room and the children follow her, behind her. And then at some time, even she shouts at him, why you don't go away? Maybe she pushes him away. But in spite of that, the child again comes to her. Mom, take me. Because he knows, when I will say again and again, request again and again, mom is saying no, but the time will come when she will say, okay, I take you to the market. This small child has been given such a great belief, subhanallah, and patience, that he knows that the time will come when my mom will fulfill my demand. We should learn lesson from this small child. If we know that there is problem and needs to be solved, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't see with our eyes that it is fulfilled, we should again make dua, again make dua, again make dua. Go on making dua. Our duty is to ask him. And if there is someone who knocks the door continuously, a time will come when the door will be opened. Similarly, a person who will make dua, a time will come. Even a beggar knows. He will beg, give me few rands. And the person will say, go away. But then he will say, no, give me, please give me. He knows. When I will stick to him, stay with him, just few moments, and demand again and again, and request again and again, same person will give it to me. And it happens, it works. So the beggar knows, the small child knows, that their demands will be fulfilled. We should also know that our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful upon us. He will fulfill our need if we will ask him, request him again and again. We should knock his door again and again. But what happens? We become impatient. We make dua a few times and start saying, Allah does not fulfill our dua. He does not accept our dua. And it has been mentioned in the books. When someone utter these words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept my dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then stops accepting his dua. He says, oh, you are saying he does not accept my dua? Okay, go away. Is there any other door you can have something from that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pushes him from his door. And he takes the tawfiq of making dua from him. Person feels, I am not making dua. No. It's other way round. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not given you the tawfiq to make the dua. He has deprived you from ability of making dua. So we should have in our core of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. And if we'll become pious, we'll make good deeds. He has made a promise that he will become our guardian. He will take care of us. Guardian means one who takes care of anything. Suppose a young boy is doing the business. And due to his business, some decision, he had a loss of maybe so many dollars. It's not his loss. This loss goes to the head of the parent, father. Father says, yes, he is my son. If he has faced this loss, then I have to fulfill it. I have to take care of it. Father will again assist him that he should be established in his business. He will be worried continuously. When a young person, he completes his education, day and night, his father is worried. He should have some employment or he should be established in the business so that he should have something to earn. Why? Because this father is the guardian. He is taking care of him. He knows that I have to think about him. His pleasure is my pleasure and his sorrow is my sorrow. This is guardian. That if a person is weak, then he will assist him. And if the person, he is in need of something, he will fulfill the need of that person. This is a guardian. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes guardian. It's up to us. We should leave committing the sins. Because sins, they normally stop the barakat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which come down. They stop it. Sins are just like a brake. As the car is moving, apply the brakes, it will stop. Similarly, sometimes blessings, they are coming, but the person commits the sins. What happens? The blessings are stopped. We blame others. But it is the outcome of our own actions, outcome of our bad deeds. But we don't realize what is happening to us. So for a moment, this is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of those who are pious people. We should become good person, pious person. He will take care of everything. He will save us from those persons who are our enemies. Because he will be with us. He will be in our favor. He will take care of those persons who will be jealous to us. One person came to Imam Azam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. He was a jealous enemy of Imam Azam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And he wanted to torture Imam Azam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. He wanted to torture him. So he came there and he said, Abu Hanifa, I have been informed that your mother is widow and she was almost in the age of 90 at that time, mother. He said, I have been informed that your mother is a widow. I want to make nikah. Can you make nikah, my nikah with your mother? Insult, in the age of 90. He has come, he actually wanted to disgrace him, to torture him. But Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, he kept patience. And he answered that my mother, she is adult, she is talented, she can make her own decision. So I can just go and narrate whatever you have said. He said yes. Imam Azam rahmatullah, he just 2-3 steps towards his door, and then he felt that the person cried and shouted and fell down. And when he approached him, he just expired. Imam Azam rahmatullah said that the patience of Abu Hanifa has taken the life of this person. Patience of Abu Hanifa has taken the life of this person. He wanted to torture him, but he kept patience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the revenge. Man aada li waliyan faqad azantuhu bil harb. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who becomes the enemy of my friend, then I am going to fight in lieu of that friend with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fight with the enemy. He will save us from the enemy. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give way to the kafir so that they may approach the believers. He will never give way. As if some person says to a child, I am going to beat you, and the father is listening. Father says, oh, you can beat him. He says, I will beat him. He will say, oh, you will pass from my dead body and then you will beat him. He makes this commitment because he is with this small child. Similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with someone, he takes care of everything. Once one of the awliya, he was just passing by a small street and it had rained a lot. So there was water. One couple was passing by. And when the husband and wife, they passed by, then some small drops of mud, they just went from his shoes to the cloth of the wife. Because he was walking, and when someone is walking in a muddy place, then drops of mud can fly. So few drops, just one to few drops, they flew and they stuck with the burqa, the cloth of that woman. The woman noticed it and she started shouting, "Why you have made my clothes dirty?" And when the husband, he looked at, he became very angry. And then he made a stroke and begged that wali, "You made the clothes of my wife dirty?" But this person, he kept patient, kept quiet, went away. Just after few steps, there was a shopkeeper who used to sell milk in the morning. That day, because it was too cold, after rain it was too cold, he had made the intention that today, if any person will pass in front of my shop and I will feel that he is a good person, I will give him one glass of warm milk due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he looked at him, he requested him, "Please come, I have made intention, I want to present you one glass of milk." So warm, sweet milk, he presented it to him. Now this person, he just drank the milk. And after drinking the milk, he looked toward the sky and said, "Oh Allah, how great you are. At one place, you give power to some person who beats me. And at the other place, you give tawfiq to some person to serve me one glass of milk. How great you are." When he uttered these words, one person came running to him and said, "Oh," the couple, when they entered the house, the husband, he was just climbing the stairs. And suddenly, he put his foot at a place where from he just fell down, just on his neck, and he died. And we feel that you made some baddua for him. You made. You shouldn't have not made baddua for him. He said, no, I never made this type of dua for him. He said, then what happened? He said, it's understandable. Because he loved his wife, and the wife, she had a problem because her clothes became dirty. So he came to take the revenge. And when he begged me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had love with me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came there to take the revenge. He took the revenge. So when we will keep patience, and we will believe in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a firm belief and trust, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us. He will take revenge from our enemies. We don't have to worry at all if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Our worry should be against nafs and against shaitan, so that they may not mislead us and betray us and make us to commit a sin. If this is like that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of everything which we need. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ, and He is the guardian of those persons who are pious. SubhanAllah. Imam Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, he was a very good khalifa, very pious person. When he became a khalifa, then he set everything according to Sharia and Sunnah. He used to take care of justice. Very practicing Muslims. But at the same time, he used to lead a very simple life. Very simple life. He used to take very small amount of money from Baitul Mal, just sufficient for his survival. So much so that one day he called his daughter to do some work, but the daughter did not come. So second time he called him with a loud voice, "Why she is not coming?" His wife came to him and said, "You called your daughter, but I am here. You want something?" He said, "Why daughter is not coming?" She said, "You know, she had only one dress, and this dress was torn from some place, and she is sewing it. Until she cannot sew it, how she can come to you?" And he was the chief executive of that time, and his daughter had only one dress. Such a simple life. Allahu Akbar. He had 11 sons. 11 sons. But he used to take care of justice, a man of justice. So much so that one day there was a shepherd and he was just pushing his goats to take water from some pond. And there came some wild animal and he took his goat and cut him. So this shepherd, he started crying. People asked him, "Why you are crying?" He said, "I feel that Umar bin Abdul Aziz has expired. He has died." And when people, they got the information, he expired, and people were just going to give him ghusl and they were making preparation for the kafan and dafan. So one person asked him, "How you came to know that Umar bin Abdul Aziz expired?" He said, "I had experience that when this person was alive, he used to take care of justice so much that I used to take my goats in the forest and the wild animal never used to eat my goat because they were mine. They used to eat wild animals, not the animals which belong to somebody. But today, they cut my goat. So that's why I came to know that the person with the justice has gone from this world." Subhanallah. One person has this much of barakat on all the people. So when we will become pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be our guardian. So he had 11 sons. He became sick and it was last moments of his life. So one of his friends came to him. He was talking. And then he said, "Umar bin Abdul Aziz, you have done injustice with your children." He was first laying down on the bed and then he just sat down on the bed and asked his friend, "Oh, I have made injustice with my children." He said, "Because the person who were king and emperor before you, in their own time, they left so much wealth from Baitul Mal for their children and so much amount of land for their children. But you are leaving nothing for your children. This is injustice." Then he said, "Listen to me. If I have given tarbiyat to my children and they have become pious persons, then this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ, that he is the guardian of those persons who are pious. So I am giving them in the guardianship of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they are bad, I am not going to assist them in their bad deeds. If they are bad, I am not going to assist them in their bad deeds." And then he died. Subhanallah. A time came, in one book it has been written, that one of the scholars, he wrote in his book that one day after praying Juma Salat, I came out from the mosque of Basra and I saw that the children of those emperors who were before him, one of them was begging on the door of the mosque, and the 11 children of Umar bin Abdul Aziz
they were governor of different districts at the same time.
Subhanallah.
11 brothers were 11 governors of the districts because they had got tarbiyat and knowledge. So people could not find any person better than them. So 11 sons, they were at the same time governor of different districts. But those persons who left so much wealth for their children, they depleted all the resources and they were begging at the door of the mosque. So if we will leave millions and millions for our children, but they will not be pious, everything is going to deplete. But if we will give them tarbiyat and they will become pious and good person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be their caretaker. He will be their guardian. He will assist them. He will help them. He will make them successful in this world and the hereafter. So this is the way of getting success. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There is one of our friends in Medina. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with 22 babies from the same wife. MashaAllah. 22 babies from the same wife. MashaAllah. But 13 of them, they are alive. The others, they died in the childhood. And out of 13, he has 9 sons. He himself is a Qari, Hafiz a Quran. But he made all of his children Qari, Hafiz, Alim. All his children, 9 children, Alim. One day he came to me in Masjid Nabi. I was just sitting in Masjid Nabi. He came to me and he said, Hazrat, you know, I have 9 sons. Now I want that one of them should get married. But I am residing in Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, it's very difficult to get married a son because normally the girl's parents, they demand high amount of meher and high expenses, and it's very costly to marry a son there. Because they feel that if they will have more meher and more expenses, then it's a prestige for the girl's parents. It's custom there. It's very difficult. And now all of my friends, they say that you made a mistake. You should have made one of two of your children's alim, and you should have given the worldly education to other children, so anyone should have become engineer and doctor and businessman, and he would have assisted you now at this time. Now you are alone. He said that I am worried. I said, don't worry. Because you have given tarbiyat to your children and they are becoming alim and they are good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. He said, yes, I believe. I said, believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to solve your problem. So I helped him and pushed him so that he may be excited and he should become courageous. He said, but these days my wife is really very much worried that we should get proposal of some girl so that we should, our first son should get married. I said, okay, I will make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. He said, okay, oh, we made dua, alhamdulillah. And he said, yeah, my wife was telling me that there is some house and we have to go to see the girl, so tomorrow we will go. So you have made dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua. And next day in Masjid Nabi, he came with sweets. He came with sweets. I asked him, what happened to you? He was smiling. Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved all of my problems. I said, oh. He said, it's something strange. For a common person, it's unbelievable. I said, tell me. He said, Hazrat, me and my wife, we went to that house. This house was the house of an engineer who was a very pious person, but he expired just few months ago in an accident. And now his wife, widow, She wanted to marry her girl, her daughter. So we went there. The wife went to the women's side, I went to the children's side, his son's side. After just 15 minutes, my wife sent me a message that I want to talk to you in a separate room. So the small child led me to that room where there was my wife. I talked to him, why you asked me to come here? She said, Alhamdulillah, our problem has been solved. I said, how? She said, I met with the wife of that engineer who was widow. And then she is so pious, pious personality, that we are just like so much fast friend to each other, just in few moments. And then that lady told me that before his death, his husband advised him that all the daughters should be married with ulama. So it is wasiyat. So that widow, she was just waiting, oh Allah, send some alim. So that she wanted to marry her elder girl. And then she told me something strange. I asked, what? She said that this widow has got 9 beautiful daughters. All of them are 2 years smaller in age than my sons. And we both have decided that one of my son will be adult and her daughter will adult and will marry them. And after 2 years we marry the other couple. And all of the 9, Alhamdulillah, relations have been decided. Subhanallah. People were telling him that you will not be able to find one proposal. And Subhanallah, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ صَالِحِينَ. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes guardian of those persons who become pious persons. He solves their problems. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, any person who is weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is more merciful upon him. More merciful. That's why a person who becomes aged and he has not the power in his body, he is weak. He cannot earn. He is disabled from so many things. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more merciful upon him. More merciful upon him. And this old person, if he makes dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. He is leading a worst time of his life. That his body is sick. He cannot walk. He cannot digest. He has no teeth to eat. The children may don't take care of him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is more merciful because he is weak. No one is there to take care. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of him because he is weak. Allahu Akbar. He is so merciful. At the time of Hazrat Umar al-Anwar, Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayh, he quoted the story that there was a singer. Singer means a person, he was young, but he has a very beautiful voice. And he used to recite verses, poetry, poems. And people used to listen to him. And people were fond of him. And when he used to sing, maybe hundreds of people, they used to listen to him. And there were people in front of him all the time, his lovers, his fans. But then a time came when he became old. No teeth in the mouth. He could not sing. So there were no one with him. And then a time came when he used to beg to survive. And then he used to recall his time that when I was young, hundreds of people were in front of me. They used to just shake hands with me. They used to see me. They were happy to sit with me. But now there is a time no one wants to even talk to me. No one is given to give me a piece of bread. What life now I am living in this world? Well, but no one gave him anything. And he was hungry. And in this state of hunger, he went to Baki, to the graveyard. And in the graveyard, there was silence, complete silence. And then he recalled his time of youth. that I used to sit in this much gathering and this much people and this and this, and now I am such a miserable condition. And there is no one even to give me one piece of bread. So no one is mine. And then he thought, oh Allah, I spoiled my life. Oh Allah, I was mistaken. I used to sing for these people, but now there is no one with me. If I used to recite Holy Quran with this voice, oh Allah, you are with me, you could take care of me. But I wasted my time. I was mistaken. And he started crying. Allah, because I was mistaken, and that time has passed. I have nothing with me. That time cannot come back. And he was crying. And then he slept. Then he slept. After some time, he just listened to the voice of step of someone. He got up and he saw that Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was having a warm food on his head, and he came to him and he put it in front of him. Now initially this old man, he became furious, afraid, scary from Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه. But then Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, he was very soft to him and he was talking very sympathetically to him and presenting food to him. And he was surprised. Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab, sitting in front of me and presenting food to me. And then he just asked Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, why you are so merciful to me and soft to me and friendly to me? Umar al-Anu, he said that this noon I was sleeping. I was making kalula. And in my dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told me that one of my friend is hungry in the graveyard. Umar, stand up, provide him food, he is hungry. I just got the food prepared. I never knew who is. I just took two rounds of the graveyard and there is no one except you. So I have brought the food to you. You are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the old man listened this, he started crying again. Oh Allah, you are so good. You take of the person so much that if I realized that Allah, I wasted my time, I spoiled my life, I could not be close to you. And you accepted my dua. And you sent Umar ibn Khattab to me. Allah. And after crying, that was the last moment, that old person died in front of Umar ibn Khattab. So when the person becomes weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more sympathetic to him. So, you know, orphan, who is deprived of the father in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how much merciful to an orphan. Because he is weak. There is no one to take care of him. Because there is no one to take care of him, Allah is there to take care of him. Subhanallah. And that's why there is ayat. وَأَمَّ الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّ السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. We have been ordered to be merciful to the orphan. And there is one of the ahadith that on an Eid day, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he just made ghusl and he dressed up with new dress and he wanted to go to masjid. And when he was passing through the street, he saw some of the children, they were playing with each other. They were playing with each other. And when he passed by, then he felt that there is one small child. He is sitting and he seems to be worried and he is crying. He seems to be very sad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood there and he asked him, who are you? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ana yateem al-Madina. I am orphan of Medina. My father died long time ago. Now I have no new dress that my mother can give it to me. I have nothing to eat. And now these children, they don't let me play with them. I am weak. No father. When he cried, Rasulullah ﷺ, he took his hand and said, come with me. Rasulullah ﷺ brought him to his house and then said, Humaira. Sayyidah Shidiqa Rilana, she replied, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Humaira, there is a small child, he is just a son like a son to you. Give him bath, prepare him for Eid. He is orphan. Sayyidah Shidiqa Rilana, she gave bath to that small child. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made two pieces of his own sheet, chadar. And then his body was covered with the sheet of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Sayyidah Shidiqa Rilana, she put hair on her head, combed the hair and put some attar and surma and everything, and then he was prepared. And he wanted to go with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Rasulullah, he sat down. He said, no, you will not walk by foot. Just come on my shoulder. Come on my shoulder. So he sat down on the shoulder of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came from his house, and he passed by those small children who were playing. Then they looked at this child. Oh, he is an orphan and he was sitting in the street. No, he is sitting on the shoulder of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then one of them said, Ya Rasulullah, if I was an orphan, I could have got a chance to sit at your shoulder. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Rasulullah took him to the masjid, near the minbar. He wanted to sit down, but Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, no, don't sit down on the earth, come on this minbar. So Rasulullah sat on the third step and he sat with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he delivered lecture, delivered khutbah, and in khutbah he told that any person who will put his hand on the head of the orphan, then the amount of hair who will be under his hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this much of reward in his namayama. Subhanallah. So if some person is weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to take care of him. Allahu Akbar. Normally, in the house, the wives are responsible to the husband. So they are relatively in weaker position. They are responsible. They are in this position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has told us in Quran, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, to the husbands, that you should try to live with good morals to with your wife, because she is in weak position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the weak, takes care of those persons who are pious, who are poor. Subhanallah. So if we will become good, a practicing Muslim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His blessings and He will solve our problems. We don't need to worry, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here. So if we understand this dars of today and we try to be pious person, we should try to be to refrain from sins, to make good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, He will give barakat, He will give rahmat, our problem will be solved, we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter, and this is the only way to have a good life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful in this world and in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Before making dua, just for a few minutes, we can make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will be zikr of the heart. So please close your eyes, be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take up all the thoughts from your mind, feel as if some light is coming and going in your heart, and your heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah.
بناؤں گا اپنے نفس سرکش کو اب تو یا رب غلام تیرا, بناؤں گا اپنے نفس سرکش کو اب تو یا رب غلام تیرا, میں چھوڑ کر کاروبار سارے کروں گا ہر وقت کام تیرا, کیا کروں گا بس اب الہی ذکر ہی صبح و شام تیرا, جماؤں گا دل میں یاد تیری رٹوں گا ہر وقت نام تیرا, ہر دم کروں گا اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں بس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری, رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں بس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری, کیا نہ کچھ کام آخرت کا کٹی گناہوں میں عمر ساری, بہت دنوں میں نے سرکشی کی مگر ہے اب سخت شرم ساری, میں سر جھکاتا ہوں میرے مولا میں توبہ کرتا ہوں میرے باری, رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں بس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری, کیا نہ کچھ کام آخرت کا کٹی گناہوں میں عمر ساری, بہت دنوں میں نے سرکشی کی مگر ہے اب سخت شرم ساری, میں سر جھکاتا ہوں میرے مولا میں توبہ کرتا ہوں میرے باری, ہر دم کروں گا اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. میرے مالک ہم ظاہر میں بندے ہیں حقیقت میں نہایت گندے ہیں, اللہ ہمارے اندر کی گندگیوں کو دور فرما, میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما, اللہ نفس اور شیطان کے مکر و فریب سے محفوظ فرما, میرے مالک ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما, ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما, اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما,
اللہ ہمارے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما، عمل میں برکت پیدا فرما، رزق میں برکت پیدا فرما، ہمارے کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما، قدم قدم اپنی برکتیں شامل حال فرما، اللہ ہمیں نیک مقاصد میں کامیابی عطا فرما، الجھے ہوئے کاموں کو اپنی رحمت سے سلجھا، جسمانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، ہماری روحانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، میرے مولا ذلت کی زندگی سے محفوظ فرما، اللہ عزتوں بھری زندگی نصیب فرما، اے مولا اپنی رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما، اے اللہ ہم ناپتول کے قابل نہیں، میں آزمائشوں سے محفوظ فرما، فتنوں سے محفوظ فرما، میرے مولا ہم کمزور ہیں، نفس و شیطان کے مقابلے میں ہماری مدد فرما، میرے مولا نفس و شیطان کے مقابلے میں ہماری مدد فرما، اللہ نفس و شیطان کے مقابلے میں ہماری مدد فرما، رب قریب جو بچہ کمزور ہوتا ہے ماں باپ اس کا زیادہ لحاظ فرما کرتے ہیں، اللہ ہم آپ کے کمزور بندے ہیں، ہمارا لحاظ فرمائیے، ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ کیجئے، اللہ ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ کیجئے، اللہ ہم سے ناراض نہ ہوئیے، ہم سے روٹھ نہ جائیے، ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہمیں اپنے در سے ہٹا نہ دیجئے، رب کریم رحمت فرمائیے، ہمارے محبوب نے ہمیں آپ کا در دکھایا اور یہ بھی بتلا دیا کہ اس در کے سوا کوئی دوسرا در نہیں، مولا آپ کو اس وقت تک منانا ضروری ہے جب تک آپ راضی نہیں ہو جاتے، میرے مالک راضی ہو جائیے، اللہ راضی ہو جائیے، میرے کریم آقا راضی ہو جائیے، اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، خطاؤں سے درگزر کر دیجئے، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرمائیے، اے آقا زندگی کا بہت عرصہ غفلت میں گزار بیٹھے ہم نادم ہیں، شرمندہ ہیں، آپ کے دروازے پہ سائل بن کے کھڑے ہیں، دامن پھیلائے ہیں، میرے مولا رحمت فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہماری چھولیوں کو بھر دیجئے، اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول کر لیجئے، میرے مولا نفس اور شیطان کے مقابلے میں ہماری مدد فرمائیے، میرے مولا اس محفل میں کتنے نوجوان بچے بیٹھے ہاتھ اٹھائے توبہ کر رہے ہیں، اللہ آج کی اس محفل میں جوان خون بھی معافیاں مانگ رہا ہے، اللہ یہ نفس کے ہاتھوں ستائے ہوئے اور شیطان کے ہاتھوں پریشان ہو گئے ہیں، میرے مولا ان کی مدد فرما اور اللہ انہیں اپنی شہوات کو قابو کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، نگاہوں کو قابو کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اے اللہ انہیں نیک نیکی کی زندگی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ یہ نوجوان نیک بننا چاہتے ہیں مگر نفس و شیطان رکاوٹ بنتے ہیں، پروردگار انہیں نیک بنا لیجئے، اللہ انہیں نیک بنا لیجئے، اللہ جیسے چھوٹا بچہ باپ کی طرف آنے لگتا ہے اور گننے لگتا ہے تو باپ اٹھا کے سینے سے لگا لیتا ہے، ہم بھی آپ کی طرف آنا چاہتے ہیں اور نفس و شیطان گراتے ہیں، میرے مولا ہمیں بھی اپنی طرف بلا لیجئے، ایک رحمت کی نظر ڈال کے ہمیں اپنا بنا لیجئے، رب کریم رحمت کی نظر فرمائیے، اے اللہ اس محفل میں چھوٹے چھوٹے معصوم بچے بھی ہاتھ اٹھائے بیٹھے ہیں، میرے مولا ہم آپ کو ان کے ہاتھوں کی معصومیت کا واسطہ دیتے ہیں، پروردگار ان معصوم بچوں کے ہاتھوں کو خالی نہ اٹھانا، اے اللہ ان کو خالی نہ لٹانا اور ان کی برکت سے ہم گناہگاروں کے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرمانا، میرے مولا اس محفل میں کتنے سفید ریش جیسے ہیں زندگی گزار بیٹھے، جوانی گوا بیٹھے، میرے مولا اب زندگی کی قدر آئی، اللہ ہاتھ میں کچھ رہا نہیں، اللہ مہربانی فرمائیے، ہمارے حال پر کرم کا معاملہ فرمائیے، میرے مولا ہم بال سفید کر بیٹھے، دلوں کو سیاہ کر بیٹھے، ہم اپنا رونا کس کے سامنے روئیں، اللہ دنیا کو دل کی بات کہہ نہیں سکتے، دنیا تو الزام لگاتی ہے، باتیں بناتی ہے، آپ ہی تو وہ ذات ہیں جو عیبوں کو جاننے کے باوجود اپنے بندوں سے شفقت فرماتے ہیں، اپنے بندوں سے محبت فرماتے ہیں، رب کریم مہربانی فرمائیے، ہمیں در در کے دھکوں سے بچا لیجئے، ذلت و رسوائی سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ رزق حلال عطا فرمائیے، غیر کی محتاجی سے بچا لیجئے، پروردگار نیکی کی زندگی عطا فرمائیے، رب کریم ہمیں آزمائشوں سے محفوظ فرما لیجئے، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے، اے اللہ اولادوں کو نکوکار بنا دیجئے، دیجئے, فرما بردار بنا دیجئے, اے اللہ اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہماری اولادوں کو نیکی پر کھڑا کر دیجئے, اے اللہ اپنی رحمت کا معاملہ فرما, جن گھروں میں جوان بچے بچیاں موجود ہیں ان بچوں کے مستقبل کو روشن فرما اور ماں باپ کے لیے ان کے فرض ادا کرنے آسان فرما, اے اللہ جس گھر میں جوان بچی ہوتی ہے ماں باپ کے دلوں کی حالت کو آپ جانتے ہیں, وہ اپنی بچی کے رشتہ کرنے کے لیے کتنے پریشان ہوتے ہیں, رب کریم وہ کس کو جا کر کہیں اور کس کے سامنے اپنے دل کا غم کھولیں, رب کریم مہربانی فرما اور ایسے اے اللہ بچوں کے مستقبل کو روشن فرما, رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے معاملات کو آسان فرما, ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما, میرے مولا ہم بھولے رہے بھٹکے رہے, اللہ اب آپ کے در پر آئے ہیں نیکی کی زندگی گزارنے کا دل میں ارادہ کرتے ہیں, رب کریم ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما دیجیے, اللہ وما توفیقی الا باللہ, اے اللہ توفیق میری آپ کی جانب سے ہے تو آپ توفیق عطا فرما دیجیے, ہم چاہیں نہ چاہیں پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کر ہمیں نیک بنا دیجیے, رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ کیجیے, رحمت کا معاملہ کیجیے اور ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول کر لیجیے, اے اللہ ہم تو اپنے بچوں کو پڑھنے کے لیے گھر سے بھیج دیتے ہیں, میرے مولا ہم دور ہوتے ہیں آپ قریب ہوتے ہیں, اللہ آپ ہی جانتے ہیں ان بچوں کا وقت کیسے گزرتا ہے, اللہ ہمارے ان بچوں کی دائیں بائیں سے حفاظت کیجیے, آگے پیچھے سے حفاظت کیجیے, رب کریم ہمارے بچوں کے ایمان کی حفاظت کیجیے, قیامت تک آنے والے نسلوں میں ایمان کو جاری کر دیجیے, رب کریم برائی کے راستے سے انہیں روک دیجیے, برے لوگوں دوستوں سے روک دیجیے, انسانوں کی شکل میں جو شیطان ہے اللہ ان سے ان کی حفاظت فرما لیجیے, رب کریم اولاد کے دکھوں سے محفوظ فرمائیے, اولاد کے غموں سے محفوظ فرمائیے, میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے, اللہ ہمیں ضائع ہونے سے بچا لیجیے, رب کریم ہمیں نیکی پر استقامت عطا فرما دیجیے, اللہ ہمیں تہجد کی پابندی نصیب فرما, تقوی کی زندگی نصیب فرما, میرے مالک ہمارے ہمیں سنتوں بھری زندگی نصیب فرما, اے اللہ نبی الاسلام کی ایک ایک سنت پر محبت کے ساتھ عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما, جن دوست احباب نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہوا ہے اللہ ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجیے, جنہوں نے کہا تو نہیں وہ توقع رکھتے ہیں اللہ ان کی دعاؤں کو بھی قبول فرما لیجئے, میرے مولا جو آج کی محفل میں دوست آنا چاہتے نہیں آ سکے اللہ ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں شامل فرما لیجئے, اور اے اللہ جس بچے نے قرآن پاک مکمل کیا اللہ اس بچے کو قرآن پاک کے ساتھ سچی نسبت عطا کر دیجئے, ساری زندگی اے اللہ اس کی تلاوت کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے اور اس کے احکام کے مطابق اس بچے کو زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا کیجیے, اس بچے کے مستقبل کو روشن کر دیجیے, آنے والے وقت میں اے اللہ اس کو کامیاب زندگی عطا فرما دیجیے, جن استادوں نے ان کو پڑھایا ان کی محنتوں کو قبول کر لیجیے, جن ماں باپ نے انہیں نیک کام پہ لگایا ان ماں باپ کو خوشیاں عطا فرما دیجیے, رب قریب اس بچے کے حفظ کو قبول فرمائیے اور اے اللہ اس کو اپنے اولیاء اپنے دوستوں میں شامل فرما لیجیے, رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما, اور اے اللہ جو ہم حاضرین ہیں ہمیں بھی قرآن پاک کا سایہ نصیب فرما, قرآن پاک کی قیامت کے دن سچی نسبت نصیب فرما, اے اللہ ہمیں قاری قرآن بنا, حافظ قرآن بنا, عالم قرآن بنا, ناشر قرآن بنا, داعی قرآن بنا, میرے مالک ہمیں عاشق قرآن بنا, قرآن مجید کو ہمارے دلوں کی بہار بنا, اللہ قرآن مجید کو ہمارے دلوں کی بہار بنا, رب کریم رات کے آخر پہر میں تہجد میں پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, قرآن پاک کی لذتیں نصیب فرما, اللہ اس کے علوم و معارف نصیب فرما, رب کریم ہماری دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما, ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.